Hello, and welcome to the second half of our special haunted episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. When last we left off, Lieutenant Hastings, played by Ben, the Bothan engineer Kith, played by Leslie, and Mary Ellen Commander Nima, played by me, Christine, were investigating the lower decks of the rebel frigate Shadowraptor, looking for their compatriot Matu Ordo, played by Chris, the GM of this adventure. After saving an engineer trapped under a blast door and narrowly avoiding being sucked out into space, the squad finds themselves in a room filled with protocol droid parts and skeletal protocol droids.
And then what Kith notices is that, yeah, there's a section of this room where all the parts are stacked, well, as Ben said, like cordwood. Like, there's a bunch of right arms and a bunch of left knees, and they're all kind of stacked together. But then there's all these standing droids, like, as if someone was putting them back together again. And then all of them turn on and take a step
including
forward.
Including the load lifters?
Well, funny you should say that. Only one load lifter turns on.
Is it the one without the legs? It's the one without the legs, right?
No, it is the one with the legs.
I was hoping.
So the couple of things, these protocol droids are, I mean, they were pretty wimpy to begin with, but they're missing, you know, armor pieces. They've got a lot of exposed parts. They're not going to put up much of a fight, but they are surrounding you. The load lifter gets up and is a much more significant threat, but it has a very visible, like, left leg actuator that the housing has been taken off of, which serves A as a weak point and B as a limp because it is seems to be damaged. So I'm not going to have you roll initiative. You're just going to get to go first. Right now, the zombie protocol droids are within short range. There are 15 of them, and they are not going to be acting as a minion group. They will be attacking you individually. I don't want you to, this is one of those weird GM moments. I'll just tell you, they don't take much to die, but if you if you shoot one, you're only shooting one.
I will just say this first and foremost. As soon as they move, Kith is in full-on, like, battle stance, screaming in gibberish. Like, zero composure.
Rainy zero. Like...
Sing him back to sleep, Raimi! Sing him back to sleep! You can tell he's nervous because he's off key.
Yeah. He can't remember the words anymore. He's like, go to sleep. Zombies.
Well, I have a stupid idea.
Do you have shock gloves?
Okay.
Okay. So these droids are turning on. They, like, how badly are they crowding us? Like, could we get past them, like, further into the room, closer to, say, the load lifter?
Well, they're at short range right now. So if you got some space to move about, if you want to, like, plow through one end Red Rover style, that's totally doable right now. They're not too... So they're, like, you know, in a loose circle.
Okay, because here's my thinking. Nima sort of moves towards, like, one of the, like, sides of the circle, even where the protocol droids with their remaining arm are kind of starting to reach out at her. And she's going to fire her blaster a little bit at the load lift, but not for the purpose of hurting it. She's then yelling at it, hey, over here, and trying to lead this thing to come,
mother.
Like, stepping its way through the droids, trying to get to her.
Okay, what social skill do you think that is?
The closest I can think of is probably a coercion, because I'm trying to, like, goad it.
Coercion,
I'm trying to.
I would take deception.
I would prefer not deception, but we can go.
No, coercion works. You're using a blaster to try to get it to do something. That's fine. You know, it's a load lifter, so it only got one willpower, so it's just one purple.
Okay.
Actually, I will make it a red so you guys get some more destiny points.
Okay, so it's going to be a red?
Yeah.
Well, I also want to... I don't know, maybe this will be part of the role, but I'm thinking of spending a light side point where this thing's sensors aren't that great, so it really can't see the protocol droids in front of it. It's kind of just stumbling through blind.
I like it.
If you get enough advantages, we'll just let you have it.
Okay. Total.
Nope. Got one advantage.
Would you like it to still be blind, even though it is no longer, it's not like rampaging forward?
I would still like it to be blind, even though it's not rampaging forward. That just might, you know, come back to bite me in a little bit.
So Nima takes her blaster and goes, "Hey, over here." And she shoots, but gosh darn it, she's just spent too much time at the range, and she shoots out its photoreceptor.
And yeah, she's like, awesome.
Whoops. So it's blind, but it wasn't initially.
Blast.
All right, Kif, and then, or Hastings, and then you guys, if you want to use do you want to tell me, or if you would like to have Raimi or Rian do something, you can do that as well.
What Hastings would be figuring to do is, he's just sort of muttering under his breath, holding this pry bar as, I guess, kind of like a, well, club.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just sort of muttering under his breath, "Like Sergeant Payne taught me, like Sergeant Payne taught me, like Sergeant Payne taught me." And he just raises the pry bar up in his hand, screams out, "For Sergeant Payne!" And runs and tries to batter one or two of the protocol droids, pretty much to pieces, in the direction of the load lifter, because that seems to be the place where Nima's wanting to go.
All right, roll a,
oh, Hastings,
I guess.
You're adorable.
Melee.
I am one with the bat, and the bat is with me. I am one with the bat, and the bat is with me.
So just a do melee, a melee awesome. Against two.
Okay. It's an improvised weapon, so there's a setback, which came up as a threat. And yeah, two successes. Woohoo!
I will let you smash, I guess, two.
That is awesome.
So you smash two protocol droids. The arc of your pry bar just goes through two heads, and the heads roll off to the side. The threat is that this is scary to Raimi. He's like, because he's seeing scary
that is
heads
flying rightfully
around.
Disturbing. Yes.
What you got, Kif? There's still 13 left.
Kif is gonna do something really stupid.
Yes.
As what? Opposed to what Hastings just did?
Hastings is awesome. Kif wants to skid between the protocol droids and kind of climb up the load lifter and see if she can control it. Because there are 13 of them and not 13 of us.
Oh, okay. coordination, please. Two.
And she should get a boost. They can't see her coming.
Okay, coordination. Two. There's a black because of the protocol droids in your way. A blue for his lack of photoreceptor.
Okay, two green, one yellow, one blue, two purple, one black.
He's a light side.
And this is one of those things. As she starts to run, this is a great idea.
Use the light side, Kif.
Yeah, all use right. The light side.
It's such a great idea. The Force loves her. We hope. may I narrate my failure?
Of course.
So she is running and she decides to skid on her knees to duck under the encroaching protocol droids, but what happens is she got a little too much speed going, and so she literally skids on her knees past the load lifter into the wall.
That's awesome.
I was thinking the advantage is that on the way she tried to grab the load lifter to stop herself from sliding into the wall and just distracted enough that it's going to have another black on whatever it's doing.
Okay, yeah. It's already so confused.
And her other advantage removes one of her
okay.
strain.
Beautiful. Kif just, you know.
Charge!
Smash. What are y'all doing? Just shoot them! Rian shoots one with his blaster. I'm not going to roll it because that takes too much time. He just shoots it. Unfortunately, you've narrowed it down to 12. Now, Kif, you are no longer in the circle, so you don't have to take this beating. So we're just going to do 6 and 6.
Oh, gosh.
Nima, do you have any defense?
Not currently. I have no armor and I have no shield.
All right, so let's see. What's your soak?
My soak is 3.
Okay, so you're probably going to be okay. Here we go. Nope. 2. Nope.
Especially
3.
If they can't hit me.
So that's 4 damage.
Okay. So I took a nice. Wound.
Nope. Nope. And 4 more damage.
Okay.
I find this deeply suspicious that the 3rd and 6th roll were the same.
So they're just like swatting at you, and you're like, wow, they really not well put together at all. you know, there's a handful of advantages, and those advantages basically translate into it's very difficult for you to get out of this swarm if that's what you wanted to try to do. Hastings, do you have any defense?
No defense, no. Even with the environmental suit.
All right,
no.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, I was hoping they were all going to miss him. The way, that's what it was shaping
that
up to be.
That would have been hilarious.
How much soap do you have?
4, actually.
Oh, so they don't even hurt you.
Just sort of like bouncing off the outside of the EV suit. And bang, bang. Like one hitting the top of the helmet. It's like, ah.
Just like, path.
No,
path.
No, it didn't.
Clink.
What are you doing?
Yeah, for something that might hurt a bit more, what is the load lifter doing?
The load lifter was at medium range, and because it is so damaged, it can only close one range band, and that's pretty much it. So it just gets closer, but can't hit you. And now it's now at short range, though.
Oh.
Your guys' turn.
Hastings is kind of getting a little claustrophobic here, and he is just going to be trying to shove these protocol droids into the feet of the load lifter.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, like, take the pry bar, kind of hold it horizontal, and just give it a good push?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, shove, shove, shove.
I'll take melee or athletics.
What's the difficulty?
It's just 2.
Okay.
Or melee and athletics.
And rolling.
Ooh. Kill
so,
Hastings.
In doing this... Hastings has apparently gotten a triumph, a success, and an advantage.
Dad blast it, Ben.
Yeah, canceling out one failure and one threat, so, like, booyah, Hastings.
For a triumph, I'm gonna roll a d10. That's how many droids you squish. Here we go. 7!
Yes!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So...
and... like, this is entirely from Hastings panicking at this. It's like, no, you just over there. Keep that thing away from
me. Very nice, Ben. I mean, Hastings. Unfortunately, Kith didn't see this because she's face first into a wall. She just hears the melee and the crushing. It's like in Jurassic Park when they're shoving the one raptor in the freezer, yes. And she just runs screaming, arms out to slam the door on it. And it works.
Okay, now that you've used your advantage.
I want to do a Jurassic Park game now. Sorry, refocus. I'm back. Can I make a suggestion? I was going to say we should flip a dark side point, and I did say that on purpose, a dark side point to make the lights flicker and have creepy music playing.
Nah, I'm going to need those.
Oh, can we at least have dark flickering lights and music, creepy music playing?
Oh, sure. I mean, you could just have that for free.
Yeah.
Please and thank you. The droid voices start singing. There's no earthly way of knowing.
Raimi, stop making creepy noises.
So, Kith, you slammed into a wall. What are you going to do next?
What is in this on this wall? I mean, we've got the load lifter kind of to one side and behind me. Is there another door?
Yeah, there is another door to the next room. Other than that, I mean, any kind of piece that you would find on a protocol droid is just sort of sitting around, so if you wanted to do something with it.
How far away am I from the bucket of restraining bolts?
Ooh, it was dead center of the room, so I imagine it's actually closest to Nima and Hastings at this point. Unless you would like to flip a light side point to get yourself a restraining bolt.
What do you think? Ask Nima for it or flip a light side point? The only light side point.
Personally, I think it makes a more dramatic scene if you have a plan and Nima has to like grab one from the bucket and throw it to you and you've got to catch it in the flickering lights with this low lifter
music playing.
You know, in the way.
I'm totally cool with that. If you want to spend your turn throwing me a thing, I'll be like, Nima, shoot me a restraining bolt.
I'm not going to make you take your turn for that. You can. We're just going to roll coordination to catch it.
Okay. So that's on Kith's part.
Yeah. So, Kith, you have to roll a coordination to catch it. I assume Nima's got a pretty decent arm.
It depends on whether or not it's her broken one. Sorry.
We are going to go ahead and say it is one purple. I'm going to flip a dark side for one red, a black for the flickery lights.
All right, so 2 green, 1 yellow. One purple, one red, one black. Ha! She whiffs it.
Kith, catch!
And Kith's arm goes out, and it just sails right between her thumb and forefinger. Just, pshh, and she hears it clatter on the wall behind her.
We're gonna work on that!
With a threat, it lands into a bucket of gears that look almost exactly like the restraining bolt.
Yeah, I kind of figured that would be the thing.
Somewhere in the back of Nima's mind, she hears the memory of Matu going, physical training every day.
I've been working on it, in addition to, you know, recovering from being shot.
I'd like to point
times.
Out that Kith did just run face first into a wall. So.
Yeah.
All right, Nima, what you got?
We're going to work on it.
Left. We got five left.
I imagine when Hastings, you know, swung around and knocked a bunch of them away, you know, he cleared the ones that were around him for the most part. So Nima's still surrounded and kind of pinned down and stuff. And, you know, she's trying to back up from them, but because of those advantages, can't. And so as she's starting to, like, try to get in position to fire a blaster, she's going to call back, Raimi, help me! Because she's actually getting injured here and stuff, and he can see that. Is he going
to
be a brave
like
droid
him
or
to
not?
Help? I think he's brave. He's good. I mean,
think,
most of
I think
them
he
are
would
dead.
For his
Raimi
for his
is made of awesome yeah. and pep.
For his squad.
So how do you want him to help?
I mean, even Scooby-Doo comes through when the cards are down. Chips are down. Everything's down. The lights.
Raimi, do you want a Raimi snack?
I'm thinking if Raimi's gonna come in here, like if he's gonna get that surge of bravery, he's going to pull a Kith and rush in here. So I think he's gonna do like one of those cool like chopper moves where he, you know, turns on his thrusters and just kind of flings himself at the droids and hopefully doesn't hit Nima in the process, you know, kind of like a bowling ball flying at some pins.
Uh-huh.
Who has Raimi's stats?
They are in the Google Drive.
Yeah.
So I can open those up in a second here. Yep, he's right
there.
Sure,
his melee and brawn are atrocious at one green.
However, his piloting is amazing.
I was going to say, I will allow piloting planetary.
Excellent.
That's actually really nice. One yellow, yeah. Two green, and two effects removed.
So it's two purple and a black, but as Ben says, he removes a black.
Yep, he's a skilled jockey, and then he's got two green and a yellow. And I like Raimi. I want him to do well in life. I'm going to light side this. So green, two yellow versus two purple. Nope. So Raimi goes flying and also copying Kith. Misses the droids. Actually, what I think happened is the protocol droids opened up at like the last possible second, and he's flew in between two of them, sort of like lightly scorching them with his jets as he goes flying across the room, and he realizes his mistake a little too late. And since Kith hit the wall, I will use this idea for him of he just flies like face first into a pile of droid parts, just disappearing beneath it for the moment.
I just want to say this was a self-fulfilling prophecy because you did, in fact, use the phrase pulling a Kith.
I did. That was my...
Yeah, you did.
That was my mistake.
You brought this on
However,
yourself.
I got two advantages here. He did do something during all of this. What do you think, guys?
Well, he could have maybe thrown some of the droids off balance.
Maybe, like, knocked a couple prone or something, or...
Just spun them around. Like, they turned to follow his trajectory, and they kind of spun on their heels.
Mm-hmm. In true Scooby-Doo fashion, there's five of them left. So three of them, they twirl around, and two of them, their heads rotate backwards, like when 3PO had it backwards in episode two. So he's, or even like Empire Strikes Back. So you've got two protocol droids whose heads are now completely on in reverse and they're trying to acclimate to. I mean, they're already in zombie brain mode, but they're like, huh? Oh, like I'm walking backwards.
Where's my chest piece? I'm so confused.
So it's the droid's turn again.
But not before Rian gets to shoot one. He shoots one.
Pew!
Rian's just like, you're all idiots. This is why you need Matu, he says.
Yeah. Why is the droid flying around? Why are you doing dance moves, Kith? Come on! Get your guns out! So there's four left. I'm going to have them attack. Well, two of them will attack Nima because two of them are too busy straightening their heads out.
Okay.
So that's three damage and then another failure.
Okay, so she's not hurt this time around.
Yay. Yeah, they're just slapping her around. But the...
How degrading.
The load lifter is now in engaged.
But he has a black.
He does have a black.
And he's blind.
He is blind.
He's having a really bad day, too.
Am I correct? The stat block says he has 5 brawn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, load lifters are mean. Bring it.
We'll just do that.
What can you do to me? Put me back in the infirmary.
So 5 green, it's 2 purple, 2 black, 1 for the blindness, 1 for Kif.
Yay.
Anything else we want to...
Okay, I'm going to lights up the difficulty, so give yourself a red.
Alrighty, here we go. So 5 green, 1 purple, 1 red, 2 black. Boo! Success wow. And 2 advantages.
It's a lot less than I figured.
Yeah.
That red really showed up.
It did. I guess 10, is it... I think it's 11 damage base, or it's 10 base plus 1.
Something like that, yeah.
I think
okay,
it's 10,
so 11 10 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's Nima feeling?
Not great. I don't know. I don't want to dictate how you spend your advantages, but with a hit like that, I'm imagining like either Nima goes flying across the room or is at least knocked prone because she's not in good shape at this point. She's taken 10 wounds.
Yeah, you hit the ground, you skid into the bucket of restraining bolts. The bucket tips over your head and they come like rolling down your face and on your shoulders. And it's very embarrassing as well as painful.
Like spiders.
Oh, don't bring that up right now, Leslie.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Christine. I didn't even think. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Raimi pops his head up from his... He landed in a pile of protocol droid heads.
Oh.
And watches that, and he's like...
It's so disturbing.
Just starts screaming.
Your guys' turn.
Lieutenant Hastings would just sort of take the pry bar that has worked so well for him so far. And you said one of the knee joints on this load lifter was kind of messed up?
Correct.
So he is going to attempt to jam and pry and try and destroy this knee joint so that the lifter falls over.
Alrighty, so just roll a melee for me.
Okay.
I guess it's a black because it's a sort of a called shot.
Yeah, I can go with it. And, haha, success and
Hastings
an advantage
are a hero.
After a lot of cancellation.
The knee joint just pops clean out. This load lifter falls straight over with a huge resounding thud. All of the parts along the wall come spilling off. It's a huge raucous of a noise. The protocol droids are freaking out. Raimi's like... But it jostles loose its power core and the load lifter is shut down.
Yay,
there are still 4 droids remaining, though.
Can I retroactively do something?
Yes.
Just in that, I'd like to know what kind of damage the Ghost Blaster does.
Depends. Well, would you like to examine it?
I probably would have when we started. That's why I said retroactively, because I'm like, oh, crap.
Just shoot.
Go ahead and roll a mechanics check on this for 2 purple.
Mechanics check for yes. 2 purple.
Come on, just shoot it.
Awesome.
You find out by firing.
Shoot the blunderbuss.
All right, 2 purple. Da, 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 da. Nope, I don't know. Jack squat? Other than it's freaking awesome. And it fits perfectly
wow.
in my hands.
What was that? So 2 failures and 6 advantages.
6 freaking advantage. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. 6 advantages. All right. What can I tell you about it that's not useful? Okay, firstly, 1, it is a modified Jawa ion blaster. 2, if you wanted to, you could probably reverse whatever Mug did to it to turn it from Ghost Blaster mode back to Ion Blaster mode if you feel
it's
like it.
It's just awesome.
3, the spinny thing does nothing.
And I approve heartily.
Oh, cool.
Good use of spinny things, Mug. Good use of spinny things.
4, the wiring discipline on this is real bad, but you fixed it, so it looks even nicer now.
Yeah, that's good.
So there you go. Ghost Blaster.
What would the attack on this be?
Are you using it? Okay. I need you to roll a vigilance against a purple and a red, because I flipped a dark side point. And I'm going to give you 2 blue for those extra advantages we never use there.
For success and a threat, did it shock me?
Wow.
As you pull the trigger, it occurs to you, wait a minute, this thing doesn't work at all. It's going to explode.
Oh no.
So your threat is that before it explodes here, it does zap you with the shock of electricity for 1 strain. You can throw this now if you
can
like.
I throw it at the protocol droids?
Sure can. So do your grenade attack, your range light.
That I can swing.
Maybe we'll finally see a blast go off.
Maybe.
What's the difficulty on this? 2?
It's 1 because you're at short range. Just 1 purple.
Hold on. I have new shiny things, but it's specifically for grenades, but you said I'm kind of...
You can use it. It's fine.
All right.
Close enough.
It's an exploding thing.
We're hoping it's an exploding thing.
So I think you just need 1 advantage, right? For blast. Well, you got blast.
Here's the question.
Excellent point.
Do I need to succeed to make it blast?
You don't.
Nope.
Actually.
It's one of the benefits of grenades.
All right. I have powerful blast, by the way. So I increase blast damage dealt by explosives by 1.
These droids only have 1 wound threshold,
I actually have
so they're all dead.
Powerful blast 2, by the way.
Oh my.
And awesome. I just stare at it sadly.
So Rian picks himself up and goes, you actually tried to pull the trigger on that thing? I mean, Mug's a sweetheart, but he's dafter than, you know, a Wookiee after 5 barrels of Carillion ale.
I've never met him before today, and it was so cool. Oh, since I didn't need that much to trigger everything, can one of my advantages be that I get to salvage the spinning thing? I salvage it's still
spinning thing.
Awesome.
Guess what's gonna be on the dashboard of my new ship?
Picking it up, it's still spinning. That's awesome.
All right, well, you have killed all of the zombie droids in this room, and the door to the next and final room opens, because somehow I'm merging the 4th and the 5th room together. Look at that! Woo!
On the fly GMing. Awesome.
What's it look like in there? Is it just dark and creepy?
Are you going in?
I assume you said the door's opening, so what do we see from the doorway?
Hastings is running over to Nima.
Ow.
Yeah, Nima is trying to pick herself up out of the pile of restraining bolts there. She doesn't look happy right now.
Sorry. The door opens behind Kith, right?
Sure.
Well, that's because she was on the other side of the room, I kind of figured. You know, she salvaged the spinning thing that you know, after the explosion kind of just skittered to her feet. And she just picks it up sadly. And then she hears a whoosh of the door opening behind her. And she just does that kind of really slow... turn. Not really moving her torso, like she's still holding her arms exactly as they were when she picked up the thing. And she just does the slow turn to see what's going on behind with the open door.
Yeah. And Raimi's kind of peeking out from his pile of protocol droid heads going. But anyway, Hastings is attending to Nima. Are you gonna try to roll a medical check of some sort here?
That seems like the thing to do. He may not be really trained in it, but, well, seems like the thing to do when someone's down like that.
I am under half of my wound, so that would make it a 2 purple.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't suppose you have a med pack or anything of that sort.
Sadly, no, I don't.
Okay, so I'm not sure what you're... I'm not sure what kind of setbacks you're looking at without having tools.
I guess just 1, I think.
Okay.
My difficulties are very easy.
All right, let's see if I can actually patch up Nima a little with good old Hastings.
A little?
Tiny bit. A success on the roll. I'm actually kind of impressed.
But you're going to suffer a strain. What awkward thing does Hastings say to make this whole thing just weird?
Apparently Sergeant Payne isn't the most indestructible person on the ship.
I don't know if that makes it weird. That's more being flattering.
It's how he says it. He says it in a kind of soft, fawning voice.
Yeah. It's Hastings.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
So you enter the final room. The final room is a lot larger than the other ones, and it's very dark in here. There's not a lot of light. In fact, there's only 1 light streaming down from the top, and it's on a medical droid. this medical droid is working on a human woman who is strapped to a gurney of some sort. She's gagged, so she can't talk. But the droid's going, this would be so much easier if I had photoreceptors. Do tell me if this hurts, won't you? And he's doing something to her head. And she's going, woo, 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 woo.
No, 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 no.
Oh, stop your whimpering. It'll all be over in a minute. If I don't finish this soon, the master's going to be very upset with me.
Yeah, this droid's going to get a blaster bolt to the head.
Would you like to shoot him?
Yeah.
Do it.
Take aim.
Oh, I'm going to aim, because just it's hovering over top of this poor woman. Just short range, one purple.
Yeah.
Okay. So green, two yellow, two blue, because I'm aiming, and a purple. Three successes, and that will actually be three advantages because of my laser sight.
You take off. Well, how would you like to kill it?
Exactly what I said, just like a shot through the head. This thing is monologuing over top of this poor woman, and a blaster shot, you know, comes flying off, you know, like off frame, and burrows through this thing's head, just scattering mechanical bits and stuff across the room, and it's just sort of like slumps down. Still, it's like medical tools are over top of this lady, but they're not digging into her anymore.
So it's got a nice, neat smoking hole in the top of its head. And the woman's like,
Gonna go over to her side there. How is she restrained?
So as you're approaching, the gurney she is on suddenly shifts from a mechanical motion. Like, you've noticed for the first time that it is attached to the wall. And there's a motor and a track that it can use to move around. And it zips away from you very quickly, leaving the dead medical droid at your feet. It moves off to the side and into the shadows, where you see lights are starting to pop on one at a time. Click, clonk, 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 clonk. And this shape is appearing before you. It's got the legs of a load lifter and the arms of the repair ship. And buried in the center of it, as it rises up to its full height, is a R4 astromech unit going. Its singular eye socket is glowing bright pink. And as it is kind of doing this horrifying mechanical noise trying to communicate with you, firstly, Raimi, poor Raimi, is in the corner going. Of course, this astromech monstrosity realizes that you cannot understand it, and so a arm whips out across the room, through the door, and yanks back a protocol droid carcass. It attaches this thing to itself in the front. You also kind of see for the first time that one of the computer cores is strapped to the back of this thing, and the protocol droid sputters to life, and it now speaks through it, and it says,
I am R4QT. You stole my boyfriend away from me.
Excuse me?
That would be so cool if it wasn't gonna hurt us.
My dearest love, Raimi, you did something to him. You erased all of his memories. I know it was you, Nima Ptolemy, and Kith Ursabek, and Lieutenant Hastings. Yes, I know everything about you. I've been combing through your computer cores to learn what you did to him, and you won't fix him. Why won't you fix him?
Because he works fine, and he's our friend, and you're crazy.
Oh, I'm not crazy. No, I'm a genius. I've been taking apart all of my fallen comrades, and now I have a plan where we can be together forever. You see, these computer cores, they hold so much data, and now I can make us together.
And the woman reappears next to a computer core. You see that the modifications the medical droid was making was some sort of head implant. Well, not really like an implant, but like a helmet attached to a bunch of wiring, and it's attached to the computer core.
I'm going to transfer my mind into this woman's body, and then I'm going to put Raimi's in this one.
Help!
get help me, please. LT.
This is textbooks crazy. I just want you to know that.
Raimi, you dated her?
Matsu appears also in his own helmet with a computer core.
All I need is Raimi and it will all be over.
It's too bad she's nuts. They're making a cute couple.
Roll initiative.
What am I rolling?
I assume vigilance. I don't know how anyone could be keeping their cool at this moment.
I was about to say, I think too shocked for this. Ben, what are you doing?
Being disgusting.
So I got 2 successes and 2 advantages.
Yeah, technically you did do better than Hastings.
Yeah, but...
Hastings got 2 successes, 1 advantage, and also a triumph.
And Kith got 3 advantage. She's still too busy being completely enraptured by this thing. Like, you know, the mouth is opening and closing, and she's kind of pointing and just kind of thinking, like, I just don't know.
So Raimi is hiding in the corner, and Rian looks around at this scene and goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna wait in the other room. I'll see you guys later."
And he's back.
The smartest man among us.
So it is 2 PC slots, an NPC, and then the PC. And then I'm going to go ahead and invoke the nemesis rule where she can go twice. Okay. But you guys get 2 rounds first, so go for it.
Does she go twice at the same time?
No, it'll go her and then one of you guys and then her again.
Okay.
So the woman and Matu are on opposite sides of the room. They're strapped under these gurneys. Are they still at, like, ground level?
Yes.
This is amazing.
Is there anything besides R4QT in our way to get to them?
Nothing blocking the path, no. I mean, if Ben would like to add something with his triumph, he has that ability.
I'm just sort of thinking Hastings sees all this and then sees Matu there, and he's bolted for Matu.
Well, Hastings loves Matu.
Sitting in a tree.
It's more along the lines of, gotta get Matu out. He'll save us.
And Kith's still standing there like, I think I saw this in a Holo novel once.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was mostly, I think it was just called Her Jealous Rage. It didn't end well for anybody. I think there's an airlock involved.
I imagine not.
All right, so Hastings is over... trying to untie Matu. And so you want to use the triumph to just free him?
I was sort of figuring it would take a little bit longer, that there's Hastings just sort of pulling on this, just sort of yelling out Larak Taroth as he's trying to pull the bands off of the Mandalorian.
Okay, great. So he's doing that. Someone else?
How far away from us is R4QT? She just at short range?
I'll say for short range.
Okay, because Hastings is running over to help out Matu and is making himself a target. Like, I can already imagine that flower pot dome turning towards him because he's gonna free Matu and then she's gonna lose Raimi's body. So Nima's going to follow after Hastings to insert herself between him and Cutie. And as she's getting over there and she's got her blaster in one hand, Matu, you know, is never parted from his sword. So it's got to be in this room, right?
It's in the room. Probably not somewhere you're going to want it.
Oh, no.
Well, I think that answered my question for where it is. So in that case, I'm going to just take a shot at her for the moment.
All right. Where do you want to shoot her? She's an amalgamation of crazy pieces.
This is probably not going to help Cutie's sanity at all, but Nima's a, you know, go big or go home kind of person, especially in this case, so she's going to aim right for the flower pot.
All right.
The smallest target there is.
Hey, you shot that one guy's photoreceptors, right?
That's true. So I'll flip a dark side. Oops, wait, what did I do? There we go. Okay. Yeah, flip a dark side, so it'll be 1 red, and I'm going to say 1 black for the called shot, even though called shot's supposed to be 2, but whatever.
All right, and then I'm also going to take 2 strain to aim once I've moved over there. All right, so I got a green, two yellow, two blue versus a red and a black.
Dang. Oh,
five successes and two advantages because of my laser sight.
So how much damage is that total?
That is going to be 13 damage.
Yeesh.
See, I should just shoot my blaster more often because anytime I actually fire my blaster, yeah. I do get like five or six successes.
Yeah, this
hits.
Although
now that you've said that out loud.
I know, and I just jinxed myself.
She starts to like smoke off the top and she's very upset. That was a bad hit. And she's like, and so it is her turn.
Two advantages, and I know this probably won't matter at all, but I want to use them for a free maneuver to bodyguard Hastings.
Okay. After a moment, she regains her composure, looks over to Raimi and says,
"You should probably start learning this so that we can blend in with the rest of them."
And she draws out Matu's sword with the giant robot hand.
It goes like this. "This is the sword of my father, and my father's father, and the father is of 1,000 Mandalorians."
And then she starts raising it above her head. Her little pink photoreceptor looks at Hastings and then sees that Nima's kind of in the way, so Nima's gonna be the target.
"It's tasted the blood of Jedi and has slain Sith, and it won't fail me now."
And she comes to bring it smashing down on you. So does going bodyguard upgrade that at all?
If she's attacking me, no. It upgrades it if she attacked Hastings.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna do that.
Oh, then that would upgrade it twice.
Upgrade it twice. Okay, so it's gonna be 3 green against 2 red. I'm gonna give myself a blue for height advantage.
Fair.
Oh shoot, I forgot to do adversary. Oh well, if I forget, you get the bonus. Snap!
The reds come through.
So she gets 2 successes and a despair.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's resolve those successes first.
So that's going to be 7 damage, pierce 2, for poor Hastings with the sword.
Mm.
So then Nima's bodyguarding somehow is despairing for Cutie. What happens?
I'm just sort of thinking, coming in, taking a swipe at Hastings, actually getting the EV suit, which this is going to just drive Hastings nuts. Because it's damaging a ship property. But it's now out of position. It's almost like it would be easy enough for Nima to reach over and grab it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd do it.
But that's kind of what I had in my head.
Yeah, try to get the sword out of its grasp.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like hung up on your suit for a moment. I'm down with that if you're okay with that, Chris.
Yeah, you retrieve Matu's sword. And she's like, "Hey, give that back.
This sword does not belong to you.
It's not your father or your father's father."
But it still can slain Jedi and Sith.
Well, good thing we're neither.
Speak for yourself.
Kith, what you doing?
Kith is going to... I'm kind of torn between two options, but I think I'm going to go with contraption because that's what I was going to do in the other room. And if you need me to do this, I will do it. To flip,
make a real ghost blaster.
Flip a light side to make the core of the spinny thing be a restraining bolt.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
Sorry, guys. Eating up a light side. So, basically, she wants to take the restraining bolt and the wires around it, the little cage that makes it spinny, and add something from one of her many pockets, her multitudinous pockets, to create something that she can either attach to or hit Cutie with to stun, damage, distract, disable.
Okay, go ahead and roll the contraption check.
Okay, that is hard mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 3 purple and 3 yellow. Please let me be useful. 2 success!
Yay!
Hey! Alright, you build
it. Oh yeah!
All right, so you're making this
turn?
Cool... That is your whole turn.
That's perfectly fine.
It's Cutie's turn again, and she's like,
"No, no, no! You're ruining everything! Ruining everything again! Why? Why do you hate love?"
Why aren't you giving Raimi a choice in this?
Because you...
If you love him so much.
You ruined his memories! That's why! He doesn't remember everything we had! Then you turned him against me, and we had a fight with our arc welders, and it was horrible.
Haven't you ever seen the hollow comedy 50 First Droids? You just have to work with him.
Shut up, meatbags!
I hate myself for that reference.
You should.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah,
I've never actually seen it.
She is going to just punch somebody with one of her mechanical arms. I'm going to use a dark side to upgrade her attack.
Who's she punching? Because this actually does affect the difficulty now.
It's got to be you.
Yeah, because if you're attacking Nima now, unless I'm mistaken, having a vibrosword means I have a melee defensive one.
It does mean that you have a melee defensive one.
Nice.
Very nice. All right, so right now I've got a yellow, two green, one blue for height advantage, two purple, and one black for melee defense. Anything else?
Yes. You're going to make one of those purples a red with that light side point.
You beat me to it.
Here we go.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. Definitely a hero show.
So she rolled a despair. This is how I think it's going. How close are you to fainting here, Nima? What's your wound threshold looking like?
Okay, then I've got 8 wounds.
Okay, out of?
Out of 16.
Okay. So you're halfway down, and you've been beaten up. You're still sore from the last mission. You can't believe you're fighting your droid buddy's ex-girlfriend. There's just so many things going wrong right now. And you see there's a giant hand coming at you, and you just don't know, like, how is this gonna matter to you? But it's been a week, and one of the things that we will see in the vacation episodes, or I guess you already saw in the vacation episodes because this is episodes recording out of order, is of course that Nima and Matu began sword training. And so while this is happening, Matu's just like, remember your training! And she takes a deep breath, squares up her shoulders, falls into her stance, and just swings and severs the hand off of the end of the droid lifting thing.
Absolutely. Great minds think alike.
The hand
comes... This sword is really sharp.
And you look over at Kif like, what did you do to this thing?
It's just like,
So there's a hand flopping down. Cutie's looking at it and it's just like, and it's your guys' turn.
I think I gotta go for the other hand.
Okay.
So Nima's getting a little bit more of a feel for this. That worked out a lot better than she expected. So she's going to, actually, with quick draw, stow her blaster pistol real quick, take the sword in two hands, and swing it back around the other direction to try to get the other hand.
Okay. So, I'm not going to forget adversary this time, so it's going to be two red.
Ooh, okay. So two red, in spite of that training from the vacation episode, I don't actually have a rank of melee yet.
I'm gonna go ahead and say you have one, just for the heck of it.
For the purposes of this?
Yeah, just give yourself a yellow, because without the chance of a triumph, this is not cool.
Okay, well, I was in a light side, use our last light side anyway.
Yep, so yeah, get 2 yellows.
Because rule of cool. All right, so green, 2 yellows versus 2 red. Oh, no. So success, an advantage, and another despair.
Definitely a Heroes episode.
Yeah, definitely a Heroes episode. God, what does Ross think if he listens to any of these?
Yeah,
we haven't got a despair triumph yet tonight.
Well, today.
So I connected with the hand, but something went very wrong here.
Suddenly she has it back.
Enough to actually crit. Because this is a disturbing sword.
You're welcome.
Maybe
you are correct.
Instead of slashing, you stabbed. So you stabbed the sword straight down the center of the hand, making it inoperable. But once she retracts it, you've lost the grip and it's kind of just sitting there.
It's stuck in there.
Yeah.
I'm good by
that. All right. So yeah, you stab it and she wrenches it back. The finger actuators no longer work. So she can't really like grab anybody or with it. And she's looking at it furiously as a sword sticks out of it like some kind of legendary weapon. Matu's like, did you just give it back to her?
I didn't mean to. I thought that was... I need a lot more training.
Tight grip.
I used 2 hands and everything like you've shown me.
All right, another PC slot.
Go right ahead. You've got the contraption.
All right, I'm going to try to contraption her.
Okay, so are you throwing it?
Honestly, no, because, well, I don't know. I'm good at throwing things, so I guess I should. I will throw it.
Okay. You're at short range, so it's going to be, because of adversary, two, it would be a red and a purple. I'm going to flip a dark side so it'll be two red.
Yeah, adversary two is a brutal thing. Amazing, but brutal.
Okay, so ranged light gives me one green, two yellow, two red. Can I have a boost since she is thoroughly otherwise occupied right now?
Sure. It's your aim move. That's fine.
She's screaming at her own hand because that's a sane thing that sane people do.
Yep.
All right, guys. I'm not looking, but I'm rolling.
Ooh.
That sounds positive. Ooh. Three success and three advantage.
You awesome. Land it right on the top of her
so
head.
What does that do?
We didn't actually cover what it does. I figure it's part restraining bolt, so it's designed to inhibit her control over herself. I mean, maybe it just means that not all of her bits are working. I kind of want Chris to help me
so
here.
So I think between all the damage to the arms, and she was really, because how I was doing it was that each component had its own wound threshold. When Nima shot the head, you were just attacking a regular astromech droid. It was already only one wound away from just blowing up.
Okay.
So
icing on the cake.
What I'm gonna do is this. This crazy contraption you've invented tries to enslave her mind. But A, she's a nutcase. And B, she's attached to a computer core. So what she does is she shoves the programming forcefully out of her own processing unit into the computer core. But that causes all of the rest of her automaton limbs to malfunction. The protocol droid goes and then just explodes. The legs fall to their knees. The arms pop off the edge. And the entire apparatus falls down. She rolls out of the contraption to reveal that she doesn't really have any working wheels of her own. And she's just lying there with her pink photoreceptor staring at the ceiling going... and the fight is over, and you basically have her at your mercy.
Well, I'm sort of figuring that Hastings would finish freeing Matu, then see the cut on, like, I'm just sort of envisioning on his shoulder, see the blood coming through, and then fail.
Like, no, you've got to get Matu free, and then Matu points it out, and then you just like, and then pass out.
Oh, Hastings, look at that. Oh, I'm really impressed with you. All that moving around during combat, even when you're wounded right here.
Wounded? What do you mean
done.
You need to get on the physical training regimen too.
Carabast. Every time.
So does she seem like she's completely just, like, delirious at this point?
She is at your mercy.
I'm gonna ignore her for the moment and go free the poor woman who got dragged down here too.
I'm gonna be like, you okay with this, Raimi? And I've got my hand near her off switch, basically.
So first you get to the woman, Nima unties her and she's like,
oh, you know, I'm just a cargo pilot. I was just bringing food to this frigate and then some creepy droid grabbed me. Ugh, I don't know if I'm gonna take any more jobs with the Alliance. It's too dangerous.
Can't really fault her for that logic.
I would try to dissuade you, but it's been a weird couple of days. Maybe just bring supplies to a different ship for a little while.
She looks at you though.
That was a heck of a shot, though. I mean, really impressive. I guess you're sort of my knight in shining armor.
Not so shiny.
Nima blushes a bit at that. Kind of looks, rubs the back of her neck a little bit. Yeah, I guess.
You know, I'm feeling a little woozy. Do you mind if I kind of lean on you here for a minute?
Oh, of course, sure.
Oh, yeah, because Nima's in any shape to have someone lean on her.
She's really not, but she's going to try anyway.
And you hear Kith muttering, well, we can always go get the hover carts.
So,
since I don't think they have wheelchairs on this deck.
In the background, Matu and Hastings are, well, Hastings is out, but Matu is trying to pull his sword out of the hand. And Kif and Raimi are standing over the body, or the shell-shock body of R4QT. He's like, what should I do?
I don't think she's there anymore, buddy. I think she's gone.
Like, can you make sure she doesn't feel anything when you do it?
I can do that for you, buddy. Do you want to look away?
No.
She reaches back and hits the hard shutdown button. But what she does, she hits like a system freeze, and then the toggle off.
And the pink light goes out. A few minutes later, everyone is in the main area. The Ugnaughts are gathered around. There's a bunch of crew Sortuli sent down to clean up the mess.
The new mess.
Yeah, the new mess. People are grumbling about having to re-scrap the scrap. Hastings is back up on his feet.
Although looking a little green around the gills.
So Sortuli kind of looks at you guys and is like, well, I gotta say, another job well done. I don't know how this ship is going to get on without you guys.
Hopefully this is the last situation like this that the Shadow Raptor is going to face for a long time.
Believe me, I'm right there with you, Ptolemy. Rian, can we make sure that you double time on wiping all the droids around here? And make sure there are no two parts touching each other. I'm half tempted to just sell all this stuff for scrap and buy new droids to begin with. Seems like they're cursed. We'll get right on it. And the rest of you, I hope you've learned a valuable lesson.
There are no Ghosts of Fallen Alliance soldiers, and no Jedi.
Well, I mean, in some way I was kind of right, because it was an electronic consciousness causing all the problems, so, I mean, in a way, I haven't really learned anything other than that I should keep doing what I'm doing.
Gith looks at Mug and says, doing what you're doing in analyzing, maybe, but maybe keep the blasters to the experts.
Oh.
It served its purpose. Once.
Does anybody have any final words before I close this out here?
So, Montu, when are you taking your new girlfriend to dinner? She deserves something after being stuck in a room with you.
I don't think she's going to want to go with me.
Oh, you're a real catch. Got a sword of your father and your father's father.
That's not what
father.
I mean, Kif. We're going to have to talk about a few things. Look, the most important is that we should not be so hard on the Ugnaughts. Because there really was a ghost here. The ghost of a failed relationship. End of episode! Well, I hope all of you listeners were thoroughly spooked.
Thank you for joining in to this special episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydean Way, and you can find me, Ben, apparently the player for this, as Lieutenant Hastings, at Deuterium Ice.
And you can find me, Christine, on Twitter at 12th Knight. That's 12th Knight with a K. And although he wasn't able to make this episode, you can find Brent, who plays TV93, at iBrentBrown on Twitter.
You know, in the end, it's probably best that TV wasn't here to witness that drama, given his budding romance.
That would be even more traumatizing to him, you're right.
But that's okay. You can find the spookular Kif and myself at LeslitGS.
If you liked that insanity, I've got more for you over at Silhouette Zero. That is the other podcast I do. You can find information about that at silzeropodcast.com. That's spelled S-I-L-Z-E-R-O, like my Twitter handle, at SilZeroChris.
And we are all at thehydeanway.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydean Way, that I might be on.
Yes. And our podcasts are on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, where you can find more episodes. And while you're there, help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way.
Drop us a holocom to heroes@thehydeanway.com. Let us know what next holiday special you want us to do.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. You can hear
and we'll see if we can work it in. If you like what we do and want to support the show and help us out with overcoming our equipment deficit, help us out at patreon.com/thehydeanway.